Czechs and Slovaks spent 80 years in common state, though the country's fates have often diverged since the split of Czechoslovakia in 1993. But now, by coincidence, just 2 weeks after elections here in the Czech Republic, voters in Slovakia go to the polls this Saturday. Early elections were called in February after the Christian Democrats left the centre-right government of Prime Minister Mikuláš Dzurinda. Now, Rob Cameron is following the developments in Bratislava. Rob, the opposition right-of-center Civic Democrats won most votes here, and they're currently in talks on forming a center-right coalition government. Now, latest opinion polls in Slovakia, on the other hand, suggest that the left-wing opposition party Smer, led by Robert Fico, currently enjoys the strongest support.
That's right, Dieter. The centre-left party, Smer, led by Robert Fico, is well ahead in the polls. They enjoy support of around 30%, according to the latest opinion polls, which have been released this week, just a few days before the elections. The support for the party has dipped in recent weeks, but it still looks fairly certain that the centre-left, Fico and Smer, are going to win these elections.
How much influence have Czech politicians and the media had on the elections?
Well, there has actually been considerable influence. I watched a TV debate last night with the leaders of the three main parties contending this election. That's Mikuláš Dzurinda, who's the Prime Minister, leader of the centre-right party, the biggest centre-right party in government, Mr. Fico, leader of Smer, and Vladimír Mečiar, the former Prime Minister, who was criticised for being authoritarian. Comments made by Mr. Dzurinda in the Czech press featured heavily in that debate. Mr. Dzurinda accused Mr. Fico of being a Bolshevik and Mr. Mečiar of being a crook. And a lot of the debate sort of went back and forth about those allegations. So I think even though they will be reluctant to admit it, I think Slovaks do care what Czech politicians and the Czech media think about them and the situation here. And I think that's sort of reflected in the campaign before the elections.
Now, what would you say rise in popularity of the controversial nationalist former Prime Minister Vladimír Mečiar?
Well, I think if he does well in these elections, and it's not just him, his former coalition partner, the Slovak National Party of Jan Zlota, also looked like returning to Parliament after 4 years in the political wilderness. If these nationalist parties do well, I think we can say that this is very much a protest vote. A lot of people are very unhappy with the centre-right reforms of Mikuláš Dzurinda, and they are very fed up with what they see as the fact that the economic benefits which massive foreign investment has brought to Slovakia simply have not trickled down to the vast majority of ordinary Slovaks. So if those parties do well this weekend, I think you could say that this election was in many ways a sort of referendum on these radical right-wing reforms of Mikuláš Dzurinda.
But then again, the Slovaks couldn't have picked a worse day to hold the elections. It's on a weekend, it's expected to be warm and sunny, and we're right in the middle of the World Cup, of course, so a low voter turnout is expected, as many Slovaks say they'll have better things to do than go to the polls on Saturday.
Exactly. There's also a genuine feeling of disgust, I think, with a lot of the politicians here, so turnout could be quite low. If it is, though, that will play into the hands of Mikuláš Dzurinda because of the way the party support is distributed in this country, and Mr. Fico perhaps can expect not to do quite as well as he might have done if the weather was bad and if the World Cup wasn't on and if more people went to the polls.
Rob Cameron on the phone there from Bratislava. On Thursday,